Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, dobro jutro. Good day. Welcome. You've tuned into Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, all of the shows are live, but after the half hour is over with, it is 9:30 a.m. Central Time, and the show will end at 10. Give it about 20 minutes. And if you want to hear the archive show, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And today's show is so exciting. Did you know you are how you sleep? Did you get your Z's last night? I did. Now remember, darlings, an Irish proverb, a good laugh and good sleep are the best cures in the doctor's book. And I want to remind you, love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. And remember, enjoy every moment. Live in the now. Tomorrow is promised to no one. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Be not afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. I love giving a passion, a voice to my passion. I love performing. I love sharing my message with the world. Do you have a message? Do you have an idea? Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Do you want to be the star of your very own live half-hour show? Did you know that internet radio is a powerful advertising marketing PR tool? Come on. The world is waiting for you. You could be a stay-at-home mom or dad. You don't have to be a professional. But you could be a preneur, entrepreneur, solopreneur, business owner. Does everyone understand your service, business, product, mission, and passion? Of course, you all know that my mission and passion is to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Give a voice to your passion. And I'll tell you what is the best of all. You broadcast from the comfort of your home and office on a landline. And then your show is archived. I emailed you the link. Then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and we'll circle the world. And today, darlings, I have a surprise for you. Okay, let me get him on. Ah, good morning, bonjour.
Good morning, Kathy.
Dobro jutro. Now, tell me, dear, love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. Hi there, Roger Plummer.
Well,
he is
good morning.
Absolute. Now, are you ready to sing?
Am I ready to sing at 9:30 in the morning? I guess so, Kathy.
I wasn't going to tell you yesterday, but darlings, all of you, this is Roger Plummer. He and I star in Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. This lively, innovative presentation combines popular music and classic literature that immediately engages the audience. Roger's beautiful singing of great soul songs blends seamlessly with Kathy's passionate recitations of the poems and plays of William Shakespeare. Roger, do you remember how this came to be? How did we come up with this innovative play? No one in the world is doing it.
Well, it's true, Kathy, that nobody in the world is doing it. It actually, you get the credit for having this idea, which to me just sounded very strange. And when you proposed it to me, I thought, what are you talking about? But then you said, you're just so confident, Kathy. You said, and I know that you can do this. And I thought you were going to talk about you knew somebody who was going to write this wonderful play. And you said, you can do it. Get to it. Get back to me in a couple of days. And what?
Roger, I shan't ever forget the look on your face when I said, we're going to do Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. And your face went blank, like, I think she's lost it. Has she inhaled? But it is, oh, by the way, all of you, our bags are packed. We'd love to entertain you. And write this down. On April 25th at 9:30 to 10, Roger and I are actually going to do part of the performance. But now, darling, come on. You're going to sing. Oh, wait till you hear his voice. Welcome to Timeless Rhythms of Soul
and Shakespeare.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's leaves have all too short a date. You did shake
sunshine. That reminds me of something, Kathy.
What?
I had sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Well, I guess you say, what can make me feel this way, my girl? Talking about my girl, my girl.
Oh, Roger, you're absolutely talented beyond words. Now, all of you, write this down. April 25th, we're going to do, I think it's going to be about a half hour because we're not going to do any commercials. And our bags are packed. And Roger and I have so much fun on the stage. I recall one day saying, you know, the world could come to an end and we wouldn't know it because we're so into theater and the lively performance. Roger, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll be in touch.
You're welcome, Kathy, and I have to tell you, you're not giving yourself enough credit. It really is something that came from you, and yes, we collaborated to write this, but it's an amazing concept, and you have so much fun, and every person that I know, too, my friends and family would come, and you know they've come to the show, and they're just astounded by your energy and your passion and your comedic timing.
Ah, well, Roger, you're brilliant to work with. I told
you
that when we're on the stage and you're singing, the world could come to an end and we wouldn't know it. So when you give a voice to your passion, and oh, by the way, Roger, I have a confession. Are you ready?
What is that? Okay.
I do this to get over my shyness.
You're working on it. You're working on it, Kathy.
Now, wait a minute. When you're raised in an immigrant family and children were to be seen and not heard, that didn't resonate with me. I drove my mother crazy.
No.
It will, yeah. I always had a better way. But I'm really doing this to get over my shyness. And I thought you should know that.
Okay, Kathy.
All right. Dear. Go ahead, what?
I was just going to say, you have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yes, because we're going to have a little rehearsal. Thank you so much.
Au revoir. You're welcome. Au
revoir. My pleasure. Ah, didn't I tell you he is absolutely brilliant? Now, write down April 25th, because we're going to do Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. You see, we're giving a voice to our passion, and you could too. Now, if you're interested, you need to email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And Mitch Modvani, that in Croatian is, we'll talk about your concept, your vision, and then I become your outside advocate. And of course, there's a one-time fee. And remember that you could be part of the Alive with Kathy Consortium now. You could take a 30-second or a 60-second commercial. There's a 13-week commitment. I would love to work with you. Now, today's show is You Are How You Sleep. But, darlings, I want you to know that our show is partially sponsored. I really think of them as my partners. Feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood, Ironworkers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International, the domperion of trades in Canada, too. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family. Work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Hey, it's for you gals, too. And don't forget the CD. Oh, you have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. And then get in touch with me for the CD, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. Oh, it's energizing, bombastic, and you'll learn a great deal about the creative art of construction. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship. One family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age, the Beau Vivant. He is a sculptor, wire art sculptor in leatherworks, and creates unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. If you want to find out more, then email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market today. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. You know the book. We'll talk about that later. Oh, because time is getting away from me. Oh, dear. I want you to introduce you to Edith Nam. She's an author extraordinaire. And her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Do you want to be the CEO of your own business? You don't need a college degree. All you need to do is to really have a passion about giving a voice to your passion. And you could do this without investing huge capital. I had my own home-based business when I was 25. It offers the opportunity to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and challenge yourself and encouraging you to believe in you. But you need the formula. So be sure and get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. Dobro jutro. Oh, I just love giving a voice to my passion. Oh, well, let's see. We do have a caller. I will make this attempt. Let's see who's calling in. Hello?
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 Hello,
calling?
Kathy? This is Rebecca.
Voice? Rebecca?
I emailed you a few times. I believe it maybe once this week, a few times last week. We were conversing. I'm 72, and we were talking about your appearance on Oprah.
Oh, Rebecca. Rebecca.
Yes.
Your voice. You are. I didn't recognize the voice. That's why. And when you said Rebecca, that was quite an experience. And I'm wanting to get in touch with her again because it's been so many years. I think I was in my 60s. And, of course, you know now, I'm a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. So, Rebecca, I will keep
yes.
you posted.
And can you tell me a bit about the appearance? I would love to see it, but I'd love to hear about it if I can't see it. What did you do? What did you say? What was Oprah like?
Well, darling, she first class. First class. The biggest limo
wow.
in the whole world came to pick me up. And I said, it had to be a mile long, Rebecca. And I said, yo, up there, the driver, how many are you picking up? He said, just you. And the topic was, are you afraid of aging? So what happened very quickly, because I have to finish with the show topic, I was invited to be a guest on her show, so they hooked me up, and I'm sitting there, and she came, there was a lady up in the balcony, said, I have to talk to you. So she came down the stairs, and she was in a pantsuit, and she had big hoop earrings on, and said, Oprah, I'm in my 60s, is it okay, you know that baby talk, for
yes.
me to wear these hoop earrings? And I just shut up. I said, excuse me, moi. I said, Oprah, may I answer that? She gave me the microphone. I had it for 20 minutes. And I see her director going, sit down, sit down. And I looked at the audience, and Oprah, I said, but Oprah, I'm not done. So I coined two phrases. I looked at that lady, and I said, never waste an entrance or an exit, and never, ever apologize for what you're wearing. So
wow.
I'm now in the front row, but
you,
I get up.
You coined those phrases just then and there?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
So I'm on the stage, and Oprah sat down on her stairs, and the audience started to laugh a little bit. I said, okay, what's going on? And one of my friends, who's a lawyer, was in the audience, and she said to me, Oprah said to the audience, Kathy should have her own show. And
oh, be
I didn't
still
go
my
on.
Heart.
Yes, yes.
What
and I want
a beautiful memory.
Yes. And I want all of you to know right now, if you're 64 and younger, I'm old enough to be your mama. And if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. I am so excited about being chosen to be an octogenarian going on age 30. Mark Twain said,
Kathy,
age,
how did Oprah even come in contact? How did she learn of you to bring you on the show? How did that
interesting. I lived in I lived on Michigan Avenue, and this was at the Harpo studio, not too far from where I lived. And Rebecca, it was a Monday. I thought to myself,
wow.
Kathy, pretend you're one of the people that are going to decide who's going to be a guest on the show. What would you write to them? So I wrote it down. I typed it out. And the expectations. So I walked it over to the Harpo studio.
Wow.
And I gave it to the receptionist. And I said, now, darling, be sure that Oprah gets this. Or her secretary, whoever.
Right.
The next day, I got a phone call from him. His name was Terry. And he said, the timing is incredible. On Wednesday, we're doing a live show on Are You Afraid of Aging?
And what did you let her say?
I don't remember, but I guess whatever I said impressed them. So they sent the big limo for me, and there were a whole bunch of, oh, she had other teenagers on and so forth. But Rebecca, it was an experience. In fact, I'm going to get in touch with her again, because the reality is I'm old enough to be her mama, and I think she
yes.
needs to know, and all of you out there, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. That's Mark Twain. And Raymond Charles Barker said, the danger of aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. And look, all of you out there, listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. I speak my words with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. This life is a gift to you. This is not a dress rehearsal. So be the very best that you could possibly be. And don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be. Rebecca, we could go on and on, darling, but I have to get back
yes.
to my show. Thank you so
right,
much for calling
you.
In. And let's stay
have
in
a blessed
touch.
Day.
Yes. You too. Email me. All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, you're listening to Live with Kathy. You are how you sleep. I love this. Irish proverb, a good laugh and a good sleep are the best cures in the doctor's book. I don't know about you, but I never gave sleep a thought. I really didn't. I mean, in relationship to my health and aging, I was in for quite an education. There was a doctor in Chicago. I lived in Chicago. And I read about him, and I was fascinated and intrigued. I wrote and asked to meet with him. We met. We talked, and the rest, as they say, is in history. A sudden wave of drowsiness should be treated almost as serious as chest pain. And this is from the Academy of Sleep Medicine. Sleep is not just for rest. It's a very stormy process when your body and mind cleans house and recharge. Biological rhythms of all organs are synchronizing in sleep as our biological clock. A unit of good sleep is a unit of good health. A unit of bad or disruptive sleep is a unit of bad health. Do you want to live long and healthy and you don't want to show your age? Take care of your sleep clock. If your biological rhythms are out of sync in sleep, you may have multiple problems. Did you know that there are more than 50 sleep disorders? By the way, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Now, these 50 sleep disorders are recognized by the International Classification of Sleep Disorders, and this is only a partial list. On a scale of 1 to 10, how did you sleep last night? Did you have muscle pain? Did you snore? Did you grind your teeth? Do you have nocturnal asthma, where you stop breathing a little bit? Irregular heartbeat? Nose bleeding? Bed wetting? Insomnia? Night terrors? Sleepwalking? Head banging? Body rocking? Now, what about during the day? While you're driving and you come to a stoplight, do you take a little snooze? Do you fall asleep? Snooze for a little bit? All of a sudden say, oh my God. Daytime irritability? Hyperactivity? Depression? Weight gain? Hair loss? Memory lapse? They have sleep study. And the purpose of a sleep study is to observe and record changes in a person's biorhythms of the brain, heart muscles, and other organs, and how the biorhythms of each organ synchronize with each other. Talk to your doctor about getting the sleep study. One of my dear friends did, and you stay at an institution overnight. You sleep overnight, and they monitor you. Diagnosis and treatment of sleep-related problems have saved many, many people's lives. Instead of asking, are you having a bad day, ask, how did you sleep? Was it good? You see, the main tool of sleep medicine, and this is what you're going to learn about, is a safe and comfortable medical marvel. And to understand the term, Pomno means many. S-O-M-N-O, I don't know how to pronounce that, means sleep, and graphy means recording. So, darlings, how did you sleep last night? Now, recommended reading, Sleep Psychiatry, The World of Children's Sleep. And you could go online. It is so vital to your health. And you know, darlings, when you look good, you feel good. And if you feel good, you look good. It's interesting that during sleep, thousands of complex processes are going on each minute in your body and mind without, you know, you do know that the body and the mind talk to each other. 2 hours into sleep, they talk to each other. That's why it's vital before you go to bed. Just clear, delete all the negative happenings in your day and embrace powerful energy, positive thinking. You've been listening to Kathy. I wish you good health, night's sleep. Make it a great weekend, and I'll make mine better. And remember to monitor the quality of your sleep. Au revoir.